to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. And we kick this off every week, Monday through Friday, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m., starting at 10 o'clock, going to noon. So you got us for 2 hours. How are you doing, Mr. B?
It's cold out there. I'm used to the really hot temperatures.
I know. You're used to like what we had over the weekend.
Oh, this is fine, actually. I'm cool with this. We need a little break from time to time. Did you see those thunderstorms last night? Man, it was just coming down in the South End.
Well, I'm from Jersey.
Oh, so you're used to it.
I'm totally about thunderstorms.
Okay.
You know, we get them very...
I'm new.
Well, I guess they're not so common out here.
Not that quick and not that hard. Like, I mean, it was like 5 minutes, just downpour. And then... Oh, it's done. No big deal. Just a quick little refreshing of Mother Nature. And then back to it.
Did you get, like, scared?
No, but I left my sunroof open in the car. Because you look and you didn't see it coming. All of a sudden, it was just like... There was no fair warning of just a couple little drizzles or someone saying, oh, it's sprinkling outside. It just turned, like, she just turned it on.
And turned it right off. That's it. Saying we need to just cool you down a little bit here.
That's exactly what it was.
Exactly. Well, welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the show. And we're going to pull a card, as we always do. These are our prosperity cards. We're going to kick off the show for today, but we're going to also kick off the week and set some intention. Because I've got, just when you think it doesn't get any better, you get a lineup like we have this week, and I'm going to go over it in a few minutes, starting out with a fabulous show. You talk about energy. I have someone in the studio today that is going to tell us a little bit about energy healing, and about what this means to have a life that takes you into the direction of becoming a healer oneself. And so I'm talking about Christine Upchurch going to join us here today. And then later on, the second hour of the show, Sam Wershing from Sam's Cats and Dogs will be back with us today. But right now, we're going to set the intention for the show.
Right now? Absolutely right now?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Should we?
Just messing with you. I was really ready this time. Didn't sound like I was ready.
Actually, you looked ready. You actually looked ready. Do you want to pick the card for today?
Okay.
All right.
We can let our guests do it. How's that?
Oh, we could let Christine do it.
Over here, let Christine pick it up. All right, she's got a card.
All right, there we go.
All right, I'm coming back to the mic now.
All right.
Yeah, I'll give you back the deck.
All right.
Prosperity law number 31. I already have the money. Ching to ching. I'm all over this one.
Oh, that's a good one for today.
All right. You attract prosperity into your life with serene assurance. Affirming that you already have the money you desire is powerful.
Yeah, you got to be in the knowing. You got to be in the knowing.
Yeah. 100% right here. Give thanks in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget. And confidently visualize your bills. Bills, bills, bills. Pay me, pay me. Bills, bills, bills.
Okay. I feel a Destiny's Child song
coming on. As already paid in full. Okay, one more time from the top. Okay, remember prosperity law number 31. I already have the moolah, the money. You attract prosperity into your life with serene assurance, affirming that you already have the money you desire is powerful. Give thanks in advance and confidently visualize your bills, 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 as you already paid them in full.
Very interesting you pull that card. I had my first interview today was at 8 o'clock with Dr. Rianne Eisler. And for many of you, you know Dr. Rianne Eisler, probably not by her name, but probably by the book, The Chalice and the Blade. And now she's got a new book in. We talked about this, The Real Wealth of Nations, Creating a Caring Economics. And what that means is that you can also have wealth and be caring. As a matter of fact, what we talked about today was the fact that from an economical point of view, statistics show that individuals and organizations that approach it from caring economics, meaning you care about people, you care about the economy, you care about the environment, you care, that those organizations are more successful than those organizations that don't care or aren't caring. So that's how I started my day today with Dr. Rianne Eisler. And for those of you that are listening in from the Portland area, you will be able to check her out. I guess she's coming into town to receive another award for her fabulous work. But Christine Upchurch is joining us today, and she actually pulled the card for today. We're going to talk to her about that. She's joining us to talk about her path, her journey, and to talk about the healing work that she does. She's studied with Dr. Eric Pearl, and she has a private practice in the Seattle area about how to facilitate healings, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. And so she's joining us today to talk about her work, to talk about Eric coming to town, as well as giving us an education around energy, what it is, what that means to tap into the power that each and every one of us has to not only heal ourselves, but to heal other people. And so an extraordinary story you're going to be hearing today from her about her personal journey, but also about the work that she's doing and what she has seen in her career, what some people would call miracles. Other people would just look at the healing nature of this work, the reconnective healing work, and step back and just look in amazement. And for Christine, this is something that she does. She does with the regularity, and she does it in a way of knowing, as we talked about today. And so she's going to be joining us in a few minutes. And then later on today, we're going to be talking with Sam Wershing of Sam's Cats and Dogs. And he will be here with us, and we'll be checking in with him on a number of different things. But most importantly, you know him about the show we did on the pet food crisis last time. And then as the week unfolds, we've got a fabulous show on Voice America. Tomorrow we've got a twofer with Donna Richards connecting with us on autism, and then Carrie O'Connor checking in on the work that she's doing. Tuesday, fasten your seatbelt. Sherry Harris is going to be joining us. We're going to be looking at being and in the way that being is and creating real and lasting change. And then Dr. Scott Lynch and Chris McDonald joining us for a fabulous show on weight loss. It's on the minds of so many people right now and what that means. So he'll be joining us, followed up on Wednesday by Jim Paulson, who's talking about personal and planetary health and what our responsibility is. Dr. Lindsay Duncan will be joining us as well, and of Genesis Today. We have gotten some of the most incredible reviews on the show that he did on toxins and detoxing, and on the article that he wrote on there. And then, so on Thursday, fasten your seatbelt, everyone. Fasten your seatbelt, because Pete Siegel will be joining us. We're going to be talking about embracing the faith invincible, and so you can make say yes to change in your life. Sue Storm joins us for the second hour on Thursday, so get ready for your angels. And then on Friday, Benny and I have an open mic day before you will get to hear the amazing interview that I did with Olivia Newton-John. So, you know, Benny, when we think we've had a fabulous week on air, you know what I mean? And you kind of look around and you think, wow, it just doesn't get better. Then you kind of look at the next week and the lineup of people that come to the show, and you think, wow, isn't this incredible? I am at such a place of gratitude for the people that I get to talk with, the listeners that I get to connect with, and on each show, and how each and every one of us gets to look at our lives and say yes to that which is inevitable, that is stepping into our greater good. And so part of this today is kicking this off with Christine. And Christine, thank you for pulling the card, and thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Pat.
It's always fun to connect with you and to catch up on the amazing work that you're doing, the people that you're helping, and what your life is about. And so I wanted to ask you a question as we get ready to launch this show. You have had your own personal challenges. You've had many obstacles to overcome. What have you done to overcome them? You know, what has this journey been like for you?
Well, it's kind of funny because my journey began by ignoring my internal guidance.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, years ago.
Ouch.
It was between my junior and senior year of college. And I was at a stage where I was trying to decide, after I graduated with a degree in math, what I was going to do. Was I going to go and become a programmer? Was I going to go into statistics? So that summer, I'm walking to a professor's house to do some house sitting. It's a long walk. My car, my old junk heap of a car, is dead. And I'm walking along with the usual mind chatter, you know, oh, how much is my car going to cost me? How do I get it towed in without paying for it? Maybe I should stop at the store and get some nacho cheese Doritos. You know, just the usual mind chatter.
Right now.
And suddenly, out of the blue, I hear this voice with clarity and authority, and it said, "You're a healer."
Mm.
And you've got this expression, you know, it stopped me in my tracks. And it literally stopped me in my tracks. I stopped. It's like, what the heck is this about? You know, first of all, that's not a sensible path. Secondly, you know, I thought healers had to be holy. And I know that you knew at that point that I had a whole bunch of emotional baggage that I hadn't dealt with. It's like, this must be my ego talking. I'm going to ignore this. And I heard that message twice that summer and ignored it. Okay, fast forward a few years. I'm working in the business world as a statistician part-time, and part-time I'm working on my doctoral dissertation in statistics, and I get cancer.
Mm.
And it's a type of lymphoma that appeared on the skin, and it was unusual in the sense that the specialist said, you know, with this type of cancer, early treatment's not helpful. What we want to do is we want to wait and watch until it gets bad enough, and then we're going to be doing chemo of one sort or another for the rest of your life. So go live your life, you know, have children, because eventually you're going to have to be on chemo. I didn't like that life path, so I began to explore healing. And back in those days, there weren't a lot of books out there about the subject. You know, there was Louise Hay and Norm Shealy and Carolyn Mace and Joan Borisenko, Bernie Siegel. And I ended up going into therapy and working with a therapist who was into meditation and doing visualization and changing my life in many ways. And eventually, I healed myself.
Mm.
And it was really, I think, through the emotional clearing and through conscious intent that allowed me to come back into balance. So that was my initiation into healing, was healing myself.
That story is so powerful in so many ways, Christine, and I'm really honored that you are here with us today, because it really speaks to a number of different things. For example, it speaks to the power of intuition.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. It also speaks to that loud, crazy voice that would have us believe we're less than.
Yes. Worthiness was a big issue for me, and I still work with that sometimes today.
And it also speaks to the power that we have to shape and create the lives that we want. And you really demonstrate that with us. And now you're helping others because you have become a healer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny. Eventually, I began to listen to that intuitive guidance. I was a statistician for a while after that and stay-at-home mom for a while. And eventually, I knew that I needed to become a healer. So I went, took seminars and, you know, read lots of books and never found it. So finally I announced to the universe, I'm done. No more books, no more seminars. I am not going to be a healer. But apparently the universe had something else in mind, because eventually I heard Eric Pearl on Coast to Coast AM. And after I heard him, I knew I had to go read that book, The Reconnection.
Oh, yeah.
Heal Others, Heal Yourself. And once I read that, I knew he was speaking my truth. I had to go attend a seminar. And when I learned the work, it was like coming home in the deep sense of the word.
Well, we're going to talk more with Christine Upchurch today on the Dr. Pat Show. And we're going to give you her information, her website, and help each and every one of us to unfold that healing story, that healing journey within us. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show and my guest, Christine Upchurch. Yes, DJ, keep playing that song for me right here on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. As I said before, I am thrilled to be, well, first of all, I'm so blessed and grateful for the fact that I get up every day and I look forward to having these fabulous conversations with so many wonderful people doing powerful work in this world and doing the work that invites you all to participate in the journey as well. As I said before, my guest today is Christine Upchurch. She is a healer in the Seattle area, and many, many years ago, I had experienced her own initiation when faced with cancer. She's here today to talk about the powerful work that she's done, what it was like to study with Eric Pearl, and then I want to remind everyone that Eric is coming to town again, and we'll give you some information about that. But Christine, thank you so much for joining the show, and as you sharing that, you read Eric's book, and boom.
Yes, I knew. When he talked about the philosophy of healing, he was speaking my truth. And I knew that I had to go to one more seminar. And now, you know, I help him teach at seminars around the world, as well as have my private practice. And I watch people learn this, you know, on a monthly basis. And it's just a fascinating process, and it's an empowering process, because we can all be healers.
And we have got to believe that. One of the things that I talked about this morning with Rianne was about what it's going to take for us to truly create positive and long-lasting change.
Mm-hmm.
And belief is not enough anymore. There's got to be a knowing. When you work with people,
right,
do you step into that place of knowing?
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the important parts of the philosophy of reconnective healing is for the practitioner to get out of the way.
Mm.
With other healing techniques, energy healing techniques, basically you diagnose, you direct. With reconnective healing, you allow the magnificence of the universe to come through and do what's appropriate. And you get out of the way and you allow and observe. And that in and of itself is very empowering. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to play my role and allow the universe to do what it's supposed to do. And it's just magnificent to watch, you know? I get out of the way. And with this work, when you get your hand into an area, you know, anywhere from a few inches to several feet away from a person, they go into a physical involuntary response called registers. Their
mm-hmm.
eyes might move rapidly, they might swallow more quickly, or breathing might become staccato. Some people actually flop on the table. But it allows my rational mind to say, oh, isn't this interesting? You know, I'm going to observe this, I'm going to play with this. And it keeps my mind busy while the universe is at work.
Well, and so often we forget that there is a universe at work, let me say.
Absolutely,
you know what
yes.
I'm saying? We do. We put our heads down and we're 24/7 and we're into the flow of what we do and thinking we're making some, you know, significant change, to forget that everything we do, everything we think is part of a bigger picture.
Absolutely. And I really think that we're in this dance with the universe where some of the time we're leading the dance, you know, through conscious co-creation, through our action. And other times it's the universe that's in the lead, and we need to learn to balance that dance.
So when you're talking about the way that you work with energy, is that the essence of reconnection healing?
It really is. And Pat, it does go beyond energy, because as we show in the introductory seminars, this increases with distance. This actually is energy, light, and information. There are scientists from around the world who have been studying this work, including Will Tiller from What the Bleep,
mm-hmm.
Gary Schwartz, the University of Arizona. This definitely goes beyond energy.
So when we talk about reconnective healing, we're talking about the fact that we are energy to begin with.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that cancer has a frequency of its own.
Right. But although I do think that cancer for one person has a different frequency than cancer, the same cancer for another person.
Oh, that's interesting, because we certainly are not approaching it.
Oh, no.
From that
conventional medicine looks at it as one thing. But quite honestly, I think that there are different causes for the same kind of cancer for the different people.
Mm.
And because of that, you know, just because one person has had a healing with reconnective healing of certain type of illness, such as, you know, a type of cancer, doesn't mean another person is going to get the same result, because it doesn't work on the symptoms. It works on the human being. It works on the wholeness of the person, their essence. So, you know, no matter what problem you have, reconnective healing may heal you completely. It may transform your life, but you don't know what effect, because it's not working on the symptoms.
So tell me the kinds of folks that you've worked with. I mean, I know we just mentioned cancer, but
yes,
there are a wide range of things going on out there right now that sound pretty. They are not pretty at all.
Yeah. One woman had fibromyalgia, and she had a lot of problems with the low energy. After three sessions, she was waking up at 5 a.m. on her days off because she had so much energy. Another woman had obsessive compulsive disorder. She was this wonderful, outgoing, beautiful woman who'd had this problem for a quarter century of chewing the inside of her mouth. She had tried all sorts of things, including alternative medicine, energy healing. Nothing had really worked. After one session, all of her chewing stopped, and the inside of her mouth was completely healed. Now, when you think about what 25 years of chewing the inside of your mouth probably does to it, considering that it's completely healed, she said it was like liquid silk within a day. Another man was dragged in by his wife. He had hepatitis C and an enlarged spleen. Doctors didn't know why his spleen was enlarged. They were planning on just surgically removing it. He was in a lot of pain and having a hard time tolerating the pain meds. So he allowed himself to be dragged in for this woo-woo work.
With you?
With me, yes. Yes, this work where you don't touch a person. And, you know, after two sessions, I went out to get him in my waiting room before I could even bring him back in. He said, "The pain in my abdomen is gone. Now I have pain in my shoulder. It's like my liver's been operated on." I'm like, "What?" And he repeated it. And then he went on to explain that the two times he'd had his liver biopsied, he ended up with referral pain, one spot in his shoulder. So here was this non-believer who felt like his liver had been operated on. So a couple days later, the pain in his shoulder was gone as well. And a month later, the pain still was completely gone in his abdomen. And the swelling from these diseased organs had gone down.
Okay. So is he a believer now?
I suspect so.
Or he's still kicking and screaming? Well, you know, it's really interesting to watch people, how they respond to that kind of healing.
Yes.
And what we call woo-woo, we're learning a lot more about, is not like very woo-woo at all.
It's not. It's not.
Well, someone made a comment to me the other day, and I don't know if Eric has heard this comment yet. I don't know who I was talking with that had heard the show. They absolutely love when we bring both you and Eric on. And they said to me, they said, "Did you know that Jesus Christ was the first reconnective healer on the planet?" I sat there and I just looked at them and I thought a minute, well, yeah, I guess.
Well, you know,
isn't that an interesting comment?
It's a very interesting comment, and I really don't know the validity of that. I do know that in our era, that this is new and different. Scientists have shown that these frequencies, these healing frequencies, are indeed different. But I really do think that when talking about healing, reconnecting is really what it's about. Because it's about coming to a better quality of life. It's about reconnecting to the fullness of our potential, which in some instances means healing physical symptoms. In other instances, it might be emotional problems or getting a greater spiritual connection. I had one woman come in to me who had severe cluster headaches. She was in a lot of pain. She said she was both suicidal and homicidal because she was hurting so badly.
Well, after pain will do that to you.
Yeah. Three sessions, all of her pain was gone. And she'd suddenly found that she had quit smoking. And then she said, "You know, I've been in and out of therapy since I was 10 years old, and I feel like I've gotten more out of three sessions of reconnective healing than out of all my years of therapy." And I thought, well, this is wonderful. And then about a month later, when I heard from her therapist called me up and she said, "I don't know what you did to my client, but I'm coming in for some because I've seen such progress with her." And the same woman, when I saw her about 9 months later for another issue she came in for, I barely recognized her because she had lost 120 pounds in 9 months.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about that when we come back from a break. Christine, why don't you give out your website? Because I'd love for people to know how to connect with you and a phone number.
My website is C for Christine, U for Upchurch Healing, www.cuhealing.com. And my telephone number is 206-953-3573.
All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Christine Upchurch. We're talking about reconnective healing. We're talking about healing, and we're talking about being inspired and hopeful that you can have the body that you absolutely desire. There's nothing that you cannot overcome. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Right here today, Christine Upchurch is in the house, and we're having a fabulous conversation on healing. I want to invite you, if you've got any questions or comments and for Christine, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. She'll be able to answer your questions if about what's going on with you and perhaps even what you can do to heal yourself. We're hearing a lot now, Christine, about our thoughts and our consciousness and our awareness. And so when you shared that gentleman that was brought into you kicking and screaming,
right.
Here's what I was struck by. I was struck by what I think I've known or have grown to know in this business, and that is that in order for someone to be healed, they really have to know it and believe in it.
Right.
And I'm amazed that this gentleman did not. How is that working?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, having come from a place where I had used conscious intent, you know, my thoughts and my emotions to attract wellness, I didn't really understand when I first started doing this work that this is very, very different. Basically, the first time I saw a big healing in my practice, my first reaction was awe and excitement, right? And then I had this sort of step back there for a moment. I thought, wait a minute. It took me over 2 years to heal myself of cancer, and this person doesn't even seem to be caring about, you know, using conscious
right.
intent or getting their life in order, and they've got this amazing healing. And then I thought, wow, isn't the universe magnificent? This works differently from conscious intent. Basically, I think that when we use conscious intent in our own lives, we are creating a vibration that attracts, through the law of attraction, circumstances, health, and those sorts of things. With reconnective healing, I think what happens is the practitioner allows these healing frequencies to come through and interact with the person on the table, and the person on the table consciously doesn't have any control. Perhaps their higher self, or whatever you want to call the part of them that's connected to the universe, God, has some interaction with these frequencies. But the universe decides what's the appropriate healing for this person at this time, shifts the vibration, and attracts it that way. So it's very different from using conscious intent.
Part of it, though, is, I would imagine, at least having a sense that you want to be healed. But I don't know. It sounds like you don't even need that.
I don't know either. And you know, sometimes I think, well, somebody who doesn't believe in this, doesn't even believe in the possibility of healing, who has a healing, what are they to learn from this? Well, perhaps their lesson is that reality isn't exactly what they thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
That the universe is much grander than their perception of it was. And that is their healing, along with the physical healing.
Well, I wanted to ask you a couple things. First of all, let's stop and give out your website again and your information. Apparently, we've got our folks calling in the show and saying, let's have her information again.
Okay. It's www.cuhealing.com. cuhealing.com. With the initial CU, I couldn't resist the pun for my website.
Exactly. So, Christine, one of the things that I know has been on my mind a bit has been there are diseases and there are diseases.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the traditional conventional conversation, there's the common cold.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the life-threatening, my kidneys don't work anymore.
Right.
And now the dialysis machine is not working. Reconnective healing, does it care?
No. I really think that it's a matter of, how do I put this? It works outside of the space-time continuum. I think, essentially, you know, I don't have any proof to this, but my intuition tells me that basically the vibrations can shift a person's vibrations to a time when they did not have this illness, they did not have this disease. And it's not about the disease itself, but it's about shifting the person's vibrations.
Okay, so for people that are thinking, wow, I don't know where to go. Let's use the dialysis machine. Because
uh-huh.
I actually know someone that's in this situation
uh-huh.
right now. Who, extraordinary woman, who gave up one of her kidneys early on in life to uh-huh. save another person. And now her kidney is failing.
Right.
And the dialysis treatments are painful, and you know there's a script that they give you when you enter dialysis that says, you know, you're pretty good for about 2.5-3 years. And so all of what we're talking about seems to really dispute that. And so my question to you is, how does reconnective healing, how do we help a woman that is in that situation?
Well, you know, as a practitioner, I always tell people I have no idea what reconnective healing will do for you. You know, being a former statistician, I think of it as a little experiment. You know, you bring these frequencies through, have them interact with the person, and just observe what occurs. I believe that there is always hope.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there are different paths that help different people.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my path for healing my cancer was to use conscious intent. For other people, it may be reconnective healing. Other people, it might be acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
It just all depends on the lessons that we're supposed to be learning from this process. And for me, I never know who I'm going to help. And in fact, it's actually helpful to the person who comes in if I don't know exactly what's wrong with them. Because as a caring, compassionate human being, I might want to fix that. And that actually gets in the way with reconnective healing. We have found experientially that if you want to try to control the outcome, typically that diminishes the results.
So we're so attached to outcome and results in our society.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know that we do very much without, like, wanting a result to something.
Right.
If you go on a weight loss program, you want to lose weight.
Absolutely.
And you have an idea about how quickly you want to lose it. You, in this world, you talked about conscious intent.
Yes.
In this world, I'm not sure we understand what conscious intent is, and I would love for you to share what that was for you, and to give ourselves an understanding. Because you and I, we talk about conscious intent,
right.
People hear it, and yet some people just don't know.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important that you share your experience about that.
Well, conscious intent, basically, with the law of attraction, we are attracting circumstances and health into our lives, regardless of whether we are conscious about it or not. Okay. The point is, I think, to become as conscious about it as possible. So that means using our thoughts to focus on our end goals, using our emotions to make sure that they are positive associated with those thoughts, because the emotions are really what charges magnetically what we're attracting to us. If we're trying to heal, for instance, and we have this thought of, oh, I'd like to have, you know, this healing, but we have this feeling of futility, oh, you know, I'm never going to get this, I'm not worthy of it, or we're angry about something in our lives associated with it, we're not going to be attracting that healing. The point is, we need to have positive emotions associated with it. And the Abraham Hicks books, Esther Hicks, wonderful series of books out there. They talk about working your way up the emotional scale.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, you need to turn those negative emotions into something positive where you've said, okay, thank you. I've learned a lesson from this. I can let go of the anger. I no longer feel like this is futile. And, you know, go up there until you feel gratitude and love for this end goal that you envision in your mind until it becomes physical reality.
People that I come in contact with, many of the folks listening to the show today, the question that would come up, and this is a question that comes up even in the Abraham Hicks books, is where do I start? How do I start? It's not a surprise that so many people bought the book, The Secret.
Right.
And oh, yes. I have to tell you, I've heard a lot of folks, what do I want to say? Not be so supportive of that book.
Right.
And I'm not one of those people. I support the book because I've had personal experience. I've had a woman from the dark corners, if you can believe it, of Maryland seek out and find me because of a Larry King interview so that I could help her connect. And so for a lot of people, yeah, especially folks that listen to the show, we know about the law of attraction. Right. Yes, we know there are other laws. And yet at the same time, we're reaching so many people with this idea of law of attraction, of this place of knowing, of conscious intent, all of this.
Right.
In the work that you do, what do you hold? What do you hold when you work with people?
When I work with individuals, when I'm facilitating healing, what I hold in my heart is for the best for that person to manifest. Whatever God, love, universe, whatever you'd like to call it, decides that best is. And it's funny because having come from a place where, you know, I've used conscious intent to heal, and I use conscious intent in my life all the time, I remember asking myself at one point, well, isn't it interesting that the most powerful healings seem to be the ones where basically I get out of the way and say, oh, I want the best for this person to manifest. And I think that it's sort of akin to prayer. Larry Dossey, MD, is a wonderful man who's done a lot of research on the power of prayer. And he's a big proponent of what's called non-directed prayer. That is, instead of saying, I want this person's cancer to heal, you say, may thy will be done, or may the best for that person be created. And when I started researching why he, you know, has this stance about that, I found that he was looking at some of the research that was done by Spindrift. It's an organization in Oregon, and they've done a lot of research on the power of prayer, and they've done it on experiments associated with plants, among other things. Well, little seedling plants, they're very easy to control. You can control the water, the fertilizer, the light, and then you can measure things like how many leaves there are, how tall they get, how wide they get. Well, not only have they found in repeated experiments that prayer is effective in creating bigger, better plants, but the most significantly effective form of prayer is the non-directed prayer. Instead of saying, may the plant be taller, may it have more leaves, say, may the best for that plant manifest. And I really think that that's akin to healing. When you're doing this healing where you're invoking essentially these frequencies from the universe, if you have this intent that the best for that person manifest, then greater things are going to come from that healing session.
So part of this is understanding that, A, each and every one of us has the power. And the second part of this is understanding there is no limitation to our healing power, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, because we go into this, yeah, great, we can heal the cold this way, but you know what? That kidney that's not working, don't know that that's possible. All of a sudden, we come up with guidelines for energy, what is, what isn't, and what we can heal and not heal.
Right. And it's the energy that's created by the thoughts in our mind, and that's it. Because the universe is an abundant universe, and we can create all sorts of things, including good health.
All right, when we come back from break, Christine's going to give us some information on some of the upcoming events, because many of you are wanting to find out more about her and her work, and we'll make sure we give you all of the details about this. Also, when we come back, we'll make sure that you have some information on Eric Pearl's events as well. All right, everyone, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My guest today, Christine Upchurch, will be right back.
Love put us into a groove. As soon as we
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Christine Upchurch in the house today. Wow, thank you for such an incredible time with you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
you've got so many things going on. Eric Pearl is coming to town, and we need to make sure that we let people know about that.
He is. First of all, he's going to be in Portland for your Portland listeners Tuesday and Wednesday at New Renaissance Books, I believe. And then Thursday night, he's going to be here in Seattle at East West Bookshop. Friday night at Discover U. If you go to his website, which is www.thereconnection.com, you can see the listings and the links and get more information that way. Or if you need to call, you can call 1-888-ERIC-PEARL.
Okay, and then let's make sure your website folks want to know about that, because we had people calling in wanting to find out how to connect with you as well. Phone number and website would be great.
Okay, the phone number is 206-953-3573, and the website is www.cuhealing.com.
I have always had this question, and I wanted to ask you about it, because it's been in working with Eric and then meeting you, I've always confused the reconnective healing with the reconnection.
Yes.
Is there a difference?
There is a difference.
Okay.
They both use the same frequencies, but reconnective healing basically is very free form. You use these frequencies in a way with the intent to heal, whether it be physical, emotional, spiritual kind of healing needed. And it can either be done in person or via distance. With the reconnection, you use these same frequencies, but with very specific movements. Basically, you're reconnecting over 100 points and lines. And the purpose of this is to reconnect a person to the fullness of the universe, to connect them to their soul's purpose. It has a tendency to throw you on your life path faster than you may be ready for it, and I think it's the reason that I'm here today.
I believe that, and I know that I've done some work with you as well, and what you've just shared has to do with having this energy work move beyond the physical healing in the body.
Absolutely.
But also to clear the path for getting on track with our purpose and our meaning.
Yes. Yes, this works on the physical level. Yes, reconnective healing within minutes of getting reconnective healing near damaged DNA, it repairs it much more rapidly. You know, things like that we've been able to show. But through people's lives, I watch people get more fully connected to their spiritual purpose, more fully connected to their soul's path. And it's really astounding, because I think healing is much deeper than we've ever really thought to define.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
And yet it's so ancient.
Yes.
It's almost as if we were given the gift, the healing gift, thousands of years ago, and somehow went into a state of amnesia. And it's coming back now in a very large way.
Yes, it is. It is.
So when you look at your life and you see where you are today, how do you see the work that you do unfolding?
Well, you know, first of all, I know deep within me that doing this work with individuals and helping people learn this around the world is of utmost importance. This is shifting people's lives. I see it time and time again, and I feel so blessed to play my small role in it.
Yes, and we see more and more people responding and opening the doors and opening their eyes and stepping into this arena. Is there any work, healing work that you've done where you actually suspected that things would turn out differently? I mean, what are some of the ahas you've had?
Oh, gosh. The ahas for me have been to get beyond my own limitations, my own expectations of what's possible. People have asked for signs and ended up getting physical signs, you know, on their bodies and that sort of thing. It's been very bizarre for me, because I realize that if I have a certain perception of what is possible, the reconnective healing frequencies often remind me that it's just my limited mind getting in the way, because far more is possible. And it's actually a gift for me as a practitioner to get to see that, you know, I need to open up my mind as well.
Isn't this really the mission for people today, to really have an open mind and really create the limitless possibilities, the unlimited possibilities? Because once we free our minds, it's a whole different conversation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is so important to realize that so many of our expectations, so many of our goals are within this framework of our mind, which can often be a jail. And we need to break ourselves out of that jail and allow ourselves to see greater potential.
So I want to remind everyone about Eric coming to town again. He's going to be at East West Books. And that's going to be
Thursday, June
on the 7th. Yep. And then on the 8th at Discover You.
Yes.
And so all of this information is on your website, which is cuhealing.com.
It's also on his website,
thereconnection.com. And so a lot of this is a way for people to connect, find out more about it. And also, Eric, when he was on with us last time, he talked about a very, very big event in L.A.
Yes. It's called the Mastery Conference. And basically, there's a fabulous lineup of speakers talking about healing and healing philosophy. John D. Martini, Lynn McTaggart, Will Tiller from What the Bleep, J.J. Hertok, Eric Pearl himself, and many others. Just an amazing lineup. And again, you can get onto the reconnection.com, onto the website, and take a look at that list, and it's going to be a fabulous conference.
I know the last time that Eric was on, he and I talked about the conference, and we're hoping to be able to go down there and get to meet some of these folks, maybe do some interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And really watch Eric in action.
I
mean, this is such a powerful event and powerful time. Christine, thank you so much for joining the show today.
This
is so
pleasure,
fabulous.
Thank you.
I love the work you're doing and how you stepped out to help so many people change their lives. And I just so believe in what you're doing and how important this is, because people sometimes, we all of us, every single one of us loses hope from time to time.
Yes, I know.
And you share and show what it's like to live in the world of possibility. So thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Again, want to make sure you check out Christine's website, which is cuhealing.com, cuhealing.com. Again, make sure you catch Eric when he's in town at East West. Boy, I don't know if that room's going to be big enough for Eric, but you could always catch him at Discover You. And stay tuned with us. We'll be right back with Sam Wershing for our second hour here on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.